Let's say hello now to Terry Flanagan with the bank holiday and all that kind of stuff, reporting from Photo Wildlife Park. Terence, busy man.
Yes, Derek, I must say you are working me very, very hard. I'm here in Photo Wildlife Park, and you'll remember a couple of weeks ago we met with the three Asian lion cubs. They're just born, they're beautiful animals, they're causing great excitement here in the park. Today I'm with Aileen Tennant. Aileen is the new director of Photo Wildlife Park. Aileen, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you very much, Terry.
What does a director do?
Well, good question. I'm learning all the ropes at the moment.
Yeah.
I have the privilege this week of going out with some of the teams to learn a little bit more about the work they do and to meet with some of the animals. A pretty special thing to do.
Yeah. Now, Photo is a fantastic place. It's 40 years old last year, and you're getting huge numbers of visitors in. I think almost 500,000 a year.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a brilliant day out for families. Even in the rainy day, I'd advise everybody to get down here and enjoy the beautiful surroundings that is Photo Wildlife Park.
What's the difference between a zoo and a wildlife park?
So I guess traditionally a zoo is a place that is developed in an urban environment. So it's normally you think of places like London Zoo, Dublin Zoo. They all originated in big built-up urban areas. Wildlife parks, on the other hand, have a lot more space. So you might see larger groupings of animals in them. And I suppose in Photo Wildlife Park, we're also very special here because we have free roaming animals moving around the place, such as wallabies and kangaroos. So pretty special.
Yeah. And even larger animals like the giraffes and that, they come very, very close to you. Just see them. They're very much at home here.
Very much at home, very much displaying, you know, their natural behaviours as they would in the wild. It's amazing to see them feed and also to see things like, you know, their tongue reaching out to strip off the brows and see the lovely purple colouring. So yeah, we were very fortunate to get to see them up close.
And you've been very successful in breeding giraffes here. I think you've had something over 70 of them.
Yes, I suppose, again, back to the keepers and rangers that are at work here. They're experts in understanding about giraffes and working internationally with other zoos and wildlife parks to breed the animals to make sure.
And it's not just the giraffes. You have things like cheetah as well and bison as well. Why is Photo so successful at breeding animals?
Again, back to the expert care from the rangers. They really know what they're doing. They work as part of, as I was mentioning, of an international community to identify, I suppose, the genetics of the species and look at ways to increase the genetic pool of the species around Europe and around the world.
What's the most successful breeding program you've had here?
The cheetahs have to be some of the most successful breeding programs of, I suppose, what we say is exotic animals. But I'm really, really proud, I suppose, of all of the native species work that takes place here, such as the reintroductions of natterjack toads. So just starting programs here for the natterjacks and the curlews. And that's a really special thing that we're working in conservation, not just on, you know, exotic species, but the species on our doorstep.
Now, you and I have something in common. It's not just our good looks. We're both ex-secondary science teachers. And I know you were heavily involved in transition year when you were a teacher.
Absolutely. So I'm a nature girl from Carlow. And when I was younger, I loved animals and wildlife. I said, how will I move into a career where I can be involved in this? So I trained to be a science teacher. I was a teacher for 10 years. And I suppose during my time as a science teacher, I loved working with teenagers, but especially loved transition years. I did an awful lot of work in the area around conservation, environmental science. We ran school gardens. I worked with NGOs in sub-Saharan Africa on sustainable development. So my passion's always been in the environment and working with people.
And I know, for instance, when I was teaching, particularly with transition years, it's the one-year group you've got the chance to do whatever you really want to do with them. And if you want to teach them about wildlife or nature or the environment, it's an ideal place. Because with the Leaving Cert Biology, you're kind of tied. You can't always do what you want to do. You're tied to a syllabus. With the transition year, you've got a blank canvas, so to speak.
Absolutely. It's such an opportunity to engage transition year students or young people with wildlife, with nature, and help them understand what they can do to help support species both in Ireland and abroad, and just to do things outside of the usual curriculum. Yeah. It's really a special moment, and I encourage all teachers to harness that. And I also encourage all teachers to bring their students to Photo Wildlife Park, because we've just opened a brand new education, conservation and research centre. And this year we had about 20,000 students come through, and many of those students are transition years. We do fantastic transition year programmes here at Photo Wildlife Park.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's another strand. So apart from people just coming in to see the animals, you have then your breeding program and you have your education program. So the three of them really run side by side.
Absolutely. Conservation is about breeding programs, but more importantly, it's about people. And we really do need to educate people on how to conserve and preserve species and biodiversity globally. So education really is the I suppose, the vehicle to help us all conserve species globally.
Now, as we walked around here today, as you said, it's very, very open. The animals, they look so relaxed. With these open enclosures, do the animals, do they ever escape?
Actually, it's funny you say that because one of the rangers told me that last week a visitor ran up to them talking about there's an animal escaped from its habitat. And he got very perplexed and he went and checked out. And he said, oh, no, no, that's a kangaroo. Kangaroos free roam around the park. So actually it was in its own habitat here. The whole park is its habitat.
But do you worry what some of the other animals maybe escape?
No, I suppose the procedures that the rangers have here, they, you know, make sure that the animals are kept as absolutely safe as possible. That's paramount to all the work that we do here. So
what's your favourite animal here?
Oh, every week it changes. I think this week is the lions because of the beautiful cubs that have been born. But one of my favourites is also the rhinos. I have a very special place in my heart for rhinos.
Now, the other thing you have here as well, it's not just about the animals that are on view. You have special weekends. I think you have a bug bonanza weekend coming up and a native species weekend. Tell us a little bit about them.
So, yes, public engagement is such a big part of what we do. And again, in our brand new education, research and conservation centre, we have these public engagement weekends. So we have Native Species Weekend where we work with many Irish conservation partners and we delivering lots of fun, engaging learning activities towards the end of July. And then in August, on one of the weekends, we have the Bug Bonanza, and the educators here, the amazing educators at FOTA, will be doing different workshops with families. Hmm.
Aileen, congratulations. Richard here. Now, it seems to me that the highest calling of a zoo is not just to raise animals in the zoo, but to restore them to the wild. And FOTA has been very distinguished in that regard. Things like the European bison, the scimitar horn, oryx. These are huge achievements for a zoo in Cork, so far from Tunisia and so far from Eastern Europe. Can we expect further developments on that front now that you're in charge?
Great question. And yes, I suppose one of the keen interests I have is obviously to try and reintroduce as many wild species into the wild. The success stories with the European bison, with the scimitar horned oryx is the beginning of it. We really rely on zoo science and research, which I hope to establish here as well in FOTA Wildlife Park, to help develop our breeding programmes and result, I suppose, or help those to result in reintroduction programmes for the wild.
And you have cheetahs outside your windows. I remember them when I used to visit FOTA. The cheetah would come right up and look in at you, sort of thing. And you have bred an awful lot of them. Have they gone back into the wild in Persia? And do you retain the stud book holding for that particular subspecies?
Yes, so we retained the stud book for the northern African cheetah. So Sean is continuing with that work, which is the stud book keeper work is a voluntary role and it really takes a lot of commitment. And the plan will be to continue to try and look at reintroductions in different parts of Africa and Asia into the future.
And Aileen, you mentioned Sean in relation to the voluntary position looking after the stud book for the cheetahs. Sean is Sean McKeown, who was the former director of FOTA Wildlife Park, and he stepped down recently and you've replaced him. And we just want to say the very best of luck and best wishes to Sean McKeown in his retirement. Although it doesn't sound like he's retired at all if he's continuing on with the stud book.
No, I think Sean will forever have his heart in conservation, and I'm sure he'll be doing lots of big and great things with cheetahs going forward and other wildlife. He's a true conservationist.
Well, Aileen, it's lovely to meet you, and it's lovely for everybody to go and meet the animals. So you know where it is, FOTA Wildlife Park in Cork. If you happen to find yourself down that part of the world over the summer, go in. Terry, thank you very much indeed. And thank you, Aileen.
Thank you, Derek.